The sprint to November. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Labor Day, the traditional start of the home stretch of the election season. President Biden spending the holiday Monday on the campaign trail, speaking to a labor event in Milwaukee.
He's still talking a lot about these so-called MAGA Republicans.
These MAGA Republicans in Congress are coming for your Social Security as well.
Democrats hesitating to be seen on the campaign trail with the president, including there in Wisconsin, the Democrat for Senate, Mandela Barnes. But Democrats are buoyed by recent legislative wins like the CHIPS Act and the Climate and Tax Bill they call the Inflation Reduction Act.
Fox's Peter Ducey. The president then traveled to suburban Pittsburgh for an address to union steelworkers.
You can't be a democracy when you support violence, when you don't like the outcome of elections.
Former President Trump has won a round as a federal judge approves a special master to supervise the evidence that was seized from his home in last month's raid.
U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon's decision comes despite Justice Department opposition. Her directive will allow the special master to, among other duties, assess materials for privilege and what should be returned to former President Trump. The Justice Department was concerned it could slow their investigation into classified materials and their storage at Mar-a-Lago.
Fox's Gernal Scott, one of two brothers wanted for a murderous stabbing spree in Canada, has been found dead. Damian Sanderson had injuries which police say were not self-inflicted. His brother Miles still missing, maybe wounded as well.
Even if he is injured, it does not mean he is not still dangerous.
Assistant Royal Canadian Mounted Police Commissioner Rhonda Blackmore, the brothers are suspected of stabbing 28 people, 10 of them fatally. Intense police activity is reported in an area south of downtown Memphis, Tennessee, near the Nankota Creek, as the search for missing schoolteacher Eliza Fletcher continues. America is listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
New law has been signed in the country's most populous state, giving fast food workers more labor protection.
California's governor says the measure signed into law on Labor Day will give fast food workers a stronger voice and a seat at the table. The law creates a 10-member fast food council split between delegates for employers and for workers, plus two state officials, authorized to set minimum industry standards in California for wages, hours, and working conditions. The bill passed the state legislature along party lines. Republican opponents have argued it's a step toward mass unionization, and restaurant owners warn it'll drive up costs for customers. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Water pressure has been restored in Jackson, Mississippi, a week after flooding crippled the city's already troubled water system. While there is now enough water pressure to flush the toilets and fight fires, residents have been told they still must boil their tap water before drinking it. Drugstore operator CVS Health says it will buy home health provider Signify for $8 billion. Signify has more than 10,000 employees, including doctors and nurses, a presence in every state, and technology platforms, which CVS says will enhance its connection to consumers in the home. It's been a stunning upset at the U.S. Open tennis tournament.
American Francis Tiafoe, the number 22 seed, shocked second-seeded Rafael Nadal in the fourth round of the U.S. Open in front of a raucous crowd at Arthur Ashe Stadium. Nadal was leading 3-1 in the fourth set when Tiafoe won 5 straight games to finish off the upset. The 36-year-old Nadal has won a men's record 22 majors, including taking both the Australian and French Opens this year. The 24-year-old Tiafoe has had an up-and-down career since turning pro in 2015, but showed he has the game to be a future star of the sport. Tiafoe advances to the quarterfinals, where he will face the ninth seed, Andrei Rublev of Russia. I'm Eric Messersmith, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.